And last night here in Los Angeles, the new music director of the Philharmonic conducted the season's opening gala. Gustavo Dudamel is all the rage here in L.A. He's young, Latino, and his talent is recognized around the world. In the past few days, Angelino's got a preview of what's in store, and NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
For months, Gustavo Dudamel's likeness has been plastered on billboards and bus shelters all over town. And what a picture. His arms are thrust into the air, his head full of dark curls flying, his face lost in ecstasy. Some people stood in line for hours to get tickets to the free concert he conducted last Saturday at the Hollywood Bowl.
I'm expecting to be flabbergasted,
said Leanne Hahn, one of 18,000 lucky ticket holders. There were half a dozen opening acts, jazz, Latin, pop. Finally, with a full moon rising, Gustavo Dudamel took the stage. When the cheering finally died down, the hype dissolved in the power of Beethoven's Ninth. Dudamel is just 28 years old and the proud product of what is known in his native Venezuela as El Sistema, the system. It provides classical music training for tens of thousands of kids, many of them living in poverty. Dudamel began playing violin at age 4 and started conducting at 11. When he was 18, he was named music director of the Simón Bolívar Youth Orchestra, composed of El Sistema's most gifted musicians. But at a recent news conference, Dudamel wanted to make sure everyone knew one thing.
I don't feel that I'm a prodigy, you know. I don't feel that I'm a genius because I have to study a lot. I'm a little bit slow sometimes. So that's why I'm not a genius. People say, oh, the wonder kid. No.
Nevertheless, for the past 5 years, Dudamel's been in demand as a guest conductor with major orchestras around the world. But he prefers the role of music director, a position he now holds with 3 orchestras, the L.A. Phil, Sweden's Gothenburg Symphony, and the Simón Bolívar Youth Orchestra. In an interview, Dudamel said that's not as taxing as it sounds.
When you are a guest conductor, you, of course, it's great. But when you have the chance to develop something, you know, very deep with an orchestra, talking about sound, about ideas, we are building something very important.
Before a rehearsal at the Bowl last Friday, Mark Swed, the classical music critic for the Los Angeles Times, said that despite Dudamel's youth, the Los Angeles Philharmonic was not really taking a risk by putting him in charge.
Having begun conducting as early as he did, and having had an orchestra with which to work, this has never happened before. Most conductors take up conducting in their late teens or 20s or even later, and by that point they don't have orchestras with which they can actually practice. So the baton in his hand is utterly natural.
The musicians in the Philharmonic seem to think Dudamel is Mr. Right. Christopher Still plays the trumpet.
After 30 seconds on the podium, it seemed as though he'd been conducting us for years. It feels as though it's more of a collaboration. At the end of the concert, he will actually turn around, step off the podium, put his arms around the musicians, and bow with us. I have never seen a conductor do that before.
But in rehearsal, it's clear that Dudamel is not just one of the gang.
It's an element very important, please, dears, to remember.
He's aware of every complexity and works relentlessly to make sure none of it is lost.
Because everything is happening, you know. They are singing one part, and then pam, 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 and then fa la 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 la, tan, 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 pu, 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 ta ta ta. It's many things happening at the same time. We have to put order in the kitchen, please.
He talks, he sings, he claps, even plays a little air guitar to get his points across. And because there was a microphone on the podium just for this rehearsal, we now also know that Gustavo Dudamel throws himself body and soul and voice into his work. During the concert, however, there was no mic on the podium, so you can't hear the maestro groaning along with Beethoven's greatest hit. Really, you can't. Music lovers outside of Los Angeles can hear for themselves. Last night's gala concert is available at nprmusic.org. And next spring, Gustavo Dudamel and the LA Philharmonic tour the country. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.